All right, pretty much anyone with a TV has heard some version of the Miranda rights.
You have the right to remain silent.
Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law.
You have the right to an attorney.
If you cannot afford an attorney, one will be provided for you at no cost.
But as NPR's Meg Anderson reports, the overwhelming majority of young people taken into custody don't actually invoke those rights. And child legal advocates say that's a problem.
I'm sitting with a 22-year-old who's telling me about the first time he was questioned by police.
My first interaction with the police was when I was like 12. I was in like sixth grade.
He threatened a school bully with a pocket knife. When officers arrested him,
they didn't call my mom, they didn't call a lawyer, they told me my rights, but you know what I mean, I'm 12, so I didn't fully understand what was happening.
We're not using his name because he's on probation and worries he'll face retaliation for talking to a reporter. Back in that interrogation room as a 12-year-old, he says he felt afraid.
These guys have the power to lock you up. They got guns on their hip. It's intimidating.
Like anyone in police custody in the U.S., he had the right to a lawyer and the right to remain silent. But he didn't invoke those rights. And studies show as many as 90% of children and teenagers do the same.
They literally don't have the same resources that fully grown people do.
Haley Cleary, a professor of criminal justice at Virginia Commonwealth University, says children struggle to think through consequences. They're more impulsive, more suggestible. They might not understand what it means to have a right, what a defense attorney is, and that they could talk to one.
And if you don't ask to, then you're going to be subjected to a custodial interrogation on your own that could have extraordinary legal consequences down the road, irrespective of whether you're guilty or innocent.
In a room alone with police, children are vulnerable to incriminating themselves. They're more likely to give false confessions. That can lead to harsher punishment.
How does that make y'all feel?
In a classroom in St. Paul, Minnesota, trainer Lupita Herrera with the Legal Rights Center, a nonprofit law firm, is talking with a group of high school students about all of this.
Do you think that you have the right to ask for a parent? Yes?
Several students raise their hands, but the answer is no.
Is that surprising to people?
One student says it makes her worry for her little brother. Herrera walks them through what to do during a police encounter. First, she says they should always ask if they can leave. If they can't...
Sounds silly, but for everything they ask, just repeat, I'm using my right to silence and my right to an attorney.
Malaika Aban heads the center that runs these trainings.
Currently, the responsibility is on young people to assert those rights. But a lot of states have moved towards building the responsibility on the system.
California, Maryland, New Jersey, and Washington have passed laws in recent years banning police from questioning a child until that child has talked to a lawyer. Several other states have introduced similar bills. Dave Thompson is a consultant who trains investigators in interrogation techniques. He says there's been police pushback to these new laws. Like, will there be enough lawyers to talk to all these kids? Or will police have to wait hours before asking questions?
I think it's just this nervousness. If we add these safeguards, we're not going to get any more information.
But in the long run, he says,
if we do it the right way and everybody's rights are protected, that should benefit justice as a whole.
Aban says it's not about young people getting off the hook for wrongdoing, but about whether they should be questioned alone by an adult with a lot of power.
Nobody wants that for their own child. And so if we can just like have that breath of, okay, what would I want to have happen if my kid did something wrong or was accused of doing something wrong?
She says she thinks most parents would want their kid to be with a trusted adult. Meg Anderson, NPR News.